Mr. Bates, when it comes to most prohibitions in the Torah to eat something, one is liable for having eaten it only if he eats at least a kazayas of that food, at least the size of an olive. However, when it comes to Yom Kippur, one is only chayav kores, or if he did it unintentionally, he would be chayav a korban chatos, but he is only liable if he eats more than a kazayas. Ha'ichel k'chay seves hagasa, only if he eats the size of a large date, k'moyach gayinasa, including the date itself and its inside pit, so the size of the entire date, that is the minimum shiur, that is the minimum amount in order to be chayev. The reason being that when it comes to not eating on Yom Kippur, that is just the manifestation of the Chamisha Inuyim. It's not a prohibition against eating. The prohibition is against enjoying oneself. The Torah says you have to afflict yourself. Now, how exactly do you afflict yourself so you can't eat? But it's not that the Torah said that this item of food is considered a forbidden item. Rather, it said that this person needs to afflict himself. Now, how exactly is he going to afflict himself? By not eating. Now, if one is fasting and he eats only a kazayas of food, then he still feels very hungry. And because of that, it's still considered to be afflicting himself. Only once he eats the size of a large date, which is larger than a kazayas, only then is it considered to be against the inri of not eating. Alright, now when it comes to drinking, v'ashesim lo lugmov, which literally means one who drinks enough to fill both of his cheeks, so an entire mouthful, such that both of his cheeks would poke out a bit. Well, the Gemara explains that really it's as if the Mishnah had said, v'ashesim kim lo lugmov, one who drinks an amount which is like a full mouthful, and that is that really it only has to fill up one side of his mouth, one cheekful, such that if somebody would be looking from that side, they would think that his mouth is totally full. But really, only one half of his mouth has to be full of the liquid. Once he drinks that amount, that is considered to be not afflicting himself anymore, and therefore chayev, he would be liable to the punishment of koris if he did it intentionally. And if it was by mistake, then he would have to bring a korban chatos instead. Now, when we counted the chamisha inuyim, we mentioned that eating and drinking is counted as one. Because drinking is just another form of eating. However, when it comes to the question of whether one is afflicting oneself or not, so we don't consider eating and drinking the exact same thing. So for example, if somebody ate just less than the size of a large date of food, so he wasn't quite high for that amount, and then he drank just under the minimum amount to be high for drinking. We do not say that since eating and drinking are considered to be the same thing, and part of the same category of affliction, so you would be chayev, because we would combine the amounts that you ate and drank, such that you would be chayev. We don't say that, because when it comes to whether you are afflicting yourself or not, you still feel very hungry if you ate less than the size of a date, and you still feel thirsty if you drank less than a cheekful. Combining the two doesn't mean that you are afflicting yourself anymore. And so the Mishnah says, Kol ha'oichlim, it's tayv l'chaki seves. All different types of food do combine together to make up the size of a date. Even if it's different types of food, they would combine, because at the end of the day, if you eat a chaki seves of solid food, so you stop to feel that hungry, you are no longer afflicting yourself. As well as that, v'chol ha'mashkim, it's tayv l'nugmov. All different types of liquids also join together to make up the minimum amount of a cheekful. However, ha'oichel v'shoyse, one who eats and drinks, ain't starfin. The food and drink do not combine together because it is still considered to be afflicting oneself.